Babe, I had left you a message here earlier this afternoon, but I'm looking and seeing now that it hasn't gone through or it just disappeared. So I wanted to update you and let you know that I had a good conversation with Sean Williams. And it was cut short because he just found out today that he's going to become a father. And he was rushing to the hospital to take his partner to check on her and see how she is. Just found out today. And I must have been one of the first people in his circle that he shared that information with. So it was a good conversation, and the Rolling Stone story is absolutely going to happen. He's waiting for documentation and paperwork to secure the commission. He said he should have that here in a day or two. And so that's what's been going on that front. And you ask, am I good? Well, baby, look, I'm not good, okay? And I try to avoid these conversations. I don't really want to have them, and so I'm not really going to just keep engaging, telling you these challenges, you know. And I'm just trying to work through it as best I can with the resources I have, and until I can really truly number up. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm not sick. I don't have any problems, except I just don't have any money. And I'm running out of resources in order to try to get this car finished so I can put it up for sale. A couple other things I'm trying to sell, namely the neon sign, just to keep myself jump started. That's what's going on, babe. So don't worry. You ask, am I good? Intuitively, you probably know that I'm not. So there's nothing more I can really discuss about that or talk about that. And I'm doing the best I can. Exciting news with Sean, though. Exciting news because that's something that I've got a lot of eggs in that particular basket to have it come together. And we're so close now. And so when I get a chance to slow down and tell you all the details about what's happening on that front, I will. But just know that it's going to happen. And he's very excited, trying to figure out if he wants to hunt the story down there in Atlanta or come to Los Angeles. And I was trying to explain to him that it's really not a whole lot in Atlanta for the story, for the sake of the story, to really be sourced out, that the story really is in Los Angeles with me. I really want to get him out here so he can see what we have going on. And I suppose he's going to put together a list for me. And when I talk with him on the weekend, that list will kind of give me an idea of what it is that he's going to need. And I'll have a couple of weeks to kind of get all those things together so that he can hit the ground running. But it is going down, babe. So I'm just surprised that you hesitated to get that hat in your father's namesake. Stunned, actually, considering how badass that hat is of all the hats you have. And you got some really fly ass hats. But of all the hats, from my take, that hat, wow, that's the baddest one of them all, babe. It really is. And so I'm happy you have it. You look sharp in it. It's great on you, and it's named after your daddy. Just incredible. So enjoy, feel good, and I'll update you as soon as I can. Bye for now, my love.